is the Don and Mike Show. Now, William, I tell you, William. William? William, there's some of those people out there that are saying, it's a car, it's a car. Even if it's a car, you have no idea what we have for William. William, you're going to love this. William, you're going to talk about this for years to come. William, this is going to be so exciting. Now, wait, I'll show him when I'm ready. I want to get him ready. I think he's ready. Let's show him. No. My dear, you know absolutely nothing about prices. Thank you for being on The Price is Right. We are going to have our first showcase showdown after we show you this.
Look what we have for you to bid on now.
A barbecue and a new car. No, a lovely dinette group. Palatex Casual Dining Group is made from the highest quality rattan. The handsome cane-back chairs add distinction to the timeless design from Palatex. And to the winner of this dinette set goes Lip and Thunderbuck. Your hands never touch water. Just slide its special ringer sleeve down and twist. Lip and for better bobs.
Roger, Rod?
Yes, Bob?
Would you like a glass of water? Or a glass of something.
The Don and Mike Show.
Men doing the work of men. The Don and Mike Show.
Mike, this is a great moment. Man, this is the greatest moment. We've talked to a lot of people here, but this is without question. We get the most excited about this next guest.
Now, some people will say that Ray Romano is the new king of CBS. And we say he's okay, and Cosby's the king of CBS.
Sure.
The real king of CBS.
The one and only, the man.
Bob Barker, B-squared, right now, sitting with us for the second year in a row.
Second year we've had the privilege of talking with you, and we welcome you, Bob Barker, once again to our show.
My privilege.
Oh, hold on. It's so great to have you here. We've got to get his microphone.
Let me shake hands again with the great Bob Barker.
Thank you.
Bob, I won't ask if I can reach into your $100 pocket.
It's not my $100 pocket. It's my $500 pocket.
You know what?
Now.
See, I'm getting...
Inflation has caught up with The Price is Right.
I'm getting confused because I... Not only am I addicted to your regular show, I watch the reruns on the Game Show Network.
Well, it has... I don't think the show has played yet on which we first had the $500, so you're forgiven.
Oh,
but it is
you.
The five. This is... You've got a scoop here. It's now the $500 pocket.
You had a $100 pocket, now you have a $500 pocket.
Right.
Was it ever a $25 pocket, or did it always start as a $100?
It was a 15-cent pocket 27 years ago.
Okay, before we... I want to tell you about something that happened with my dog that I know you'll find interesting. I have a question for you.
He will love that. He will
I have
love
a
that.
Question about Plinko, though.
Right.
When it's time to play Plinko, in your humble estimation, are you better starting the little, what do you call it?
The chip. The Plinko chip.
Are you better starting it on the left side, the right side, or down the middle?
I think that you're better if you're going for the big one.
Right.
Which was $5,000.
What is it now?
But ask me what it is now.
What is it now, Bob?
$10,000.
That's what Plinko pays now.
It's no longer $25,000 Plinko. It's $50,000 Plinko.
So if you get five of your Plinko chips and you knock them all in the $10,000 slot, you make $50,000.
Right, and we're bankrupt.
Oh.
And that is the end of The Price is Right.
Meanwhile, you're out there and you're celebrating, but there's some guy, some suit in the back room that's going nuts.
On the third floor of this building, or the building across the way there,
right.
they are saying, well... Barker's through.
That's what they're saying.
The old man has done it this time.
So which left, middle, right?
If I were the contestant, I would put it in the middle. Now, there's always the possibility of a zero, because there's a zero on either side of the $10,000.
Right.
But you have a much better chance, I think, of getting the $10,000.
Is your favorite game, just the other day I was watching you, and as a matter of fact, the guy... matched all the prices, and he had a very short putt to win, I think, a car.
Oh, yeah.
And is that your favorite game? You seem to get into the putting.
Hole-in-one.
The hole-in-one.
Yeah.
I was going to say putting game, but it's hole-in-one. Rod, you would have corrected.
It's hole-in-one or two.
You got it.
This our assistant producer, Rob Spiewak.
Producers keep track of things like that.
He knows everything about that. Is that your favorite? Because you seem to really love getting that putter.
I love hole-in-one if I make my putt.
Right.
If I miss my putt, I hate hole in one.
All right, now.
If I make my putt, right. The day's a success. If the contestant makes it too, that's good.
Cool.
That's good.
That's very good.
I want to make my putt.
We tried to contact you, and I guess you were unavailable. You were not taping the week that we did this. My Australian Terrier, Max.
Yes.
I know that your big thing is have your dogs.
Have your pets
spayed and neutered. Right.
You're going to love what we did. It was, we believe.
A radio first.
A radio first. No other program has done this. We
had your dog neutered on radio.
Yes, we had.
You didn't.
We did. We had.
And you described it?
No. Oh, yes. We had licensed veterinarians come in.
Two of them.
Two wonderful ladies.
And you two did play-by-play of a neuter?
Yes. Yes, I swear to God we did, Bob.
I don't think that this has ever happened before in radio history.
We knew that you would be happy and proud.
I am proud.
Mm-hmm.
I am proud to just look upon the two men who have done a play-by-play. Or maybe one of you was doing color.
I was doing the color. He was
it's
doing play-by-play.
Red, you know? It wasn't much of a job.
Of the neutering. It was a real neutering. And they did it in the conference room.
They sterilized
the table.
They put my little dog, Max, to sleep.
We wore the surgical garb. We put the little bags on our feet. We walked in there. And
we saw really what an easy procedure, you know, easy for a veterinarian, but what an easy procedure it really
very
is.
Simple.
And the whole time we were doing it, your name must have come up, I swear to God, 100 times. It was like, Bob Barker would love this.
Right.
Well, I hope you don't mind, Bob, but we used your name, you know, to fend off the people that were saying, I can't believe you're doing this on the air. And we said, it was your idea. Promoting spaying and neutering your pets. That's why we're doing it. We were very excited about it.
So did you
have a tape of it, of course?
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever play it for Max?
For Max? No, you know what? Max is still unaware that it was done. Max is still...
You're keeping it from him.
Well, you know, Bob, coming out of the anesthesia, his little paws were kind of shaking like this, and that wasn't a pretty thing to see. The procedure itself was actually very simple. It was just kind of a snips of... Although it made me at one point double over, it was 10 minutes probably for the actual procedure itself?
And although Max is now fully healed, he's still... humps chairs and does stuff like that. They said it would take him about 30 days to get out of the habit.
But he's going to be happier, and you're going to be happier, and there will not be more little Maxes for whom there are no homes.
So do we have the endorsement of you, Bob Barker? And keep in mind...
I, Bob Barker, endorse spay or neuter on radio, television, movies,
beautiful.
Wherever you want to do it.
Beautiful.
As long as it's done.
Fully.
Beautiful. And then the last... thing that I'll mention along those lines, Max's, you know, little, the part of Max that was taken out.
Yes.
We were either going to have them made into a set of earrings for my wife.
I think that would be lovely.
Or into a set of cufflinks for you.
Well, I hate to deprive your wife of those earrings, but I will say right now, I will wear those cufflinks with great pride.
If you mention
Max's name frequently. Yours, no, but Max's
Max,
name frequently.
Bob, that you could count on it, I will have them made into beautiful, solid gold cufflinks.
And I will wear them, and I don't have a short sleeve shirt on now, but I will wear them, and not only that, I will flash it out so that at dinner or something, perhaps some lovely lady will say, my, those are nice.
There's a story there.
What is that stone? I'll say, that's a testicle.
You got it. Bob, a great pleasure to have
my
you on
pleasure.
The show.
Always
great
honor.
To be with both of you. Bob Barker.
Next year, maybe?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Oh.
We got to give him a picture.
Yeah, Bob, would you like an autographed picture of us?
I would.
We're giving all the stars. Bob, come around. We'd love to get a picture
of
Bob.
Let's
sign this. Here's
sign
the
this?
Don and Mike Show key tag for you, Bob.
Just to use until I get my cufflinks.
That's right, absolutely.
And Bob, please remember we're the only disc jockeys that gave you a present today.
There's our picture, Bob.
All right,
standing at Bob is we're going to get a picture taken with Bob. Let's get
Bob right between us. And you know, Bob, we didn't have our picture taken with Ray Romano.
This is very...
Yes, we were
waiting
for Bob Barker.
I'll take the headphones off.
Romano have a studio named after him?
No, he doesn't. And I'm not sending my dog's testicles to him either.
No, that's right.
Wonderful. All
click,
right.
Click. Bob,
thank you.
And please,
always an honor.
It's my pleasure. I've always enjoyed our visits, both of them.
Thank you, Bob. And please be on the lookout for those cufflinks.
All right.
That's Bob Barker, a class act, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You got it. Bye, Bob.
That was fun. And you know, there's something magical about hearing Bob say, "I will tell them it's a testicle."
And you know what? I bet he'll wear them, too.
Absolutely. Get it right out to the jeweler.
Not real gold, though. gold-plated.
What a wonderful gold replica.
Brass would be nice.
Brass.
Like brass balls.
Absolutely.
Plinko. And, of course, all of the exclusives Bob gave us that he now has a $500 pocket.
Man,
$10,000 on Plinko.
$10,000 on
Plinko. You know, that's why I think he's done it so long. You can tell when you're asking him about that. He gets into the game. I would put it right in the center.
Okay, let's do a break because we are almost off the air for day number one from CBS, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike Show.
Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May, to be an array of international stars and celebrities from all over, from the world. Hi, this is Barry White. Please join me on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's Saturday and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th, for the first thing to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th in Waco, Texas. I'm cutting the out, Tony. Jesus. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invite you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, one more time. Invite you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Saturday and Sunday. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming of celebrities, reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of tennis tournament. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Texas on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. One more time. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a weekend in Waco, Texas. Welcoming celebrities, some reception on Friday. Let's take it after the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Okay? Do it over. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas. On Friday, just ask these words up, man. I mean, he got words that he don't even need. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend in Waco, Texas, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 8th, 9th, and 10th. This gala weekend will include the welcoming celebrity reception on Friday, the first, second, and third rounds of the tennis tournament, the Barry White concert with the Love Unlimited Orchestra, of course, and the post-concert reception on Saturday. And a championship semi-finals. Oh, fuck this, man. I'm going to cut this off. All right, fuck this. I'm going to take it up to the Love Unlimited Orchestra. That's where I'm going to stop at. So get your tickets now. Hi, this is Barry White. And Paul Quinn College, and cordially invite your ass to come on down. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College cordially invites you to a beautiful weekend on Friday, Saturday, just a bit. Hi, this is Barry White, and Paul Quinn College.
Change oil and filter with a genuine Toyota oil filter and... the fuck, man? Are they trying to do tongue twisters and God damn.
I'm going to cut this off. This has got too many words in here, man. This is wrong. Please join me in beautiful Waco, Texas for a beautiful weekend. Friday, Saturday, and fall tennis tournament.
The Don and Mike Show.
Famed gay magicians, Don and Mike. Bobby, give me the commercial we're currently running for Channel 5.
Oh, this is great.
Because here it is right here. I've got my first award winner, okay, for the TV station that's going the lowest, all right, to get ratings in the sweeps.
Oh, this is fantastic. Is this the fecal matter?
Yeah.
Yep.
Every year I like pointing out the one commercial that goes to the lowest common denominator in the last sweeps period. It was the station that was all concerned about Asian gangs.
Yes. Now they've taken it right into your favorite restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this.
This will make you watch.
Listen to this. You know, and if we do... Well, I could turn around everything to how the world's against us, but
right.
If we do a bit mm-hmm. about fecal matter and about poops,
yes.
We're called disgusting.
Well, see, we don't do it like they do it. We do it. We take the lighter side of it.
And people boycott our show. Mm-hmm. However, if a TV station wants to get ratings and they right. do a commercial about how there's poop in your drinking glasses in
there's
restaurants.
Poop on my glass. You know, this is not the best iced tea I've ever had.
They get away with it. Well, here you go. Here's the winner. Channel 5, going the lowest.
Nothing will make you laugh harder.
You got to sit through a Jerry Seinfeld first.
Mm-hmm. But I want to be a pirate.
This is funny. I heard this just before the show and couldn't believe it.
Yeah, but they go right for it, and I'll tell you, I'm watching.
And it's Paul Turner, the guy that used to do our voice stuff.
That's right.
And he really gives it his best bally. Fecal matter in the drinking glass. Fecal matter.
I love it.
Okay. Listen, here you go.
All this week on Seinfeld.
Okay, enough of Seinfeld.
Tonight at 7:30.
Okay, blah, 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 blah. Here we go.
Ever wonder if glasses in your favorite bars and restaurants are really clean? Fox 5 took a hidden camera to find out. And what we discovered is pretty disgusting.
How did fecal matter get on a glass?
Yeah, that's right. Fecal matter on a glass. Wait till you see what some of your favorite hangouts are serving you right under your nose.
Oh, good.
Tonight, only on Fox 5 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, that's right. Fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
On a glass.
Right under your nose. Not
that's right.
Fecal matter.
Tonight. On Fox 5, 7 o'clock news.
No, those poor restaurants. You know, and not difficult at all to take those hidden cameras in there. You know, meanwhile, the people come over with a glass. Fecal matter.
Yeah, they get the award. Channel 5 gets the award. They have officially gone the lowest.
And we salute them.
Here, here.
All the other stations have done very pedestrian stuff. Like Channel 4 has got all their fat anchor people on a diet. And
sure.
Channel 9's doing the thing about a book drive.
And, you know, they always have the obligatory, you know, the air you breathe could kill you. But when they really want to get you,
fecal matter.
Fecal matter.
I got to hear it again. Let's hear it again.
Tonight at 7:30.
It's great. I mean, because they really immediately, and tell me, you don't perk up.
Wonder if glasses in your favorite bars and restaurants are really clean? Fox 5 took a hidden camera to find out. And what we discovered is pretty disgusting.
How did fecal matter get on a glass?
Yeah, that's right. Fecal matter on a glass. Wait till you see what some of your favorite hangouts are serving you right under your nose. Tonight, only on Fox 5 10 o'clock news.
Yeah, that's right. Fecal matter.
On a glass.
On a glass in your favorite hangout.
Oh, man. There's hypocrisy at its finest. Because that's the TV station that would do a report on us.
Right.
You know, if ever we do anything that's over the line.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh,
yeah.
Don and Mike, radio bad boys, at it again. And then they would shake their heads mm-hmm. at the end of the story like...
Look all sanctimonious, you know, with that kind of look like, oh, dear, it's crazy, crazy. Fecal matter on your drinking glass.
As bad as we are, just we don't try to put a bow on it, put a bow and ribbon and dress it all up.
We're all trying to entertain people and get ratings. That's what it's all about.
Fecal matter.
On a glass. You know, if they want to take it any further, it's on a glass that you're putting up to your meat
poop.
They think that burger you just enjoyed at your favorite hangout is tasty, but it's covered with fecal matter.
Poops. Tonight on Channel 5. Oh, way to go, Channel 5.
That's great.
It turned out we discovered with our hidden cameras that the glasses they use are also being used as toilets.
Fecal toilets.
On your drinking glass.
And then these are the same stations that like to run promos saying, you know, during the latest presidential crisis, Fox 5 was there for you.
Right.
Yeah, please. You're not a genuine news outlet. You're no more than a glorified current affair.
First time I ever heard the fecal thing was like, remember when they had the chickens that were washed in fecal soup?
Yeah, fecal soup.
Oh.
And I guess that that's like a common denominator now when a TV station's looking to see what stunt they can run to get ratings.
What can we do? Let me see. Can we do a consumer report?
No.
Feces!
Fecals. When's the last time fecal was used in this market? Well, it was 2 years ago. Channel 9 did the thing about fecal soup.
Fantastic. It's been long enough. Run the fecal story. Go find me some fecal matter.
And then picture the guy that's in the studio with Paul Turner. Because,
right.
You know, you give those guys direction.
Right,
like when we
sure.
have Dude Walker on the show, they go, okay, no, no.
Paul, can you really sell the fecal?
With fecal matter.
No, Paul. Really, it's got to be fecal matter on your glass.
And, do you want me to say that what we found might surprise you?
No,
that's
no.
used too much. Say, it's disgusting.
Fecal matter.
Tell it like it is.
Okay. Here's the award to Channel 5. Way to go, Channel 5.
Yay!
Amen. Hats off to Morris Jones. You've done it again.
I love it.
You have done it again.
All right.
I love him.
All right, a telephone call, and then on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, this is Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hello, kid.
Oh, it's tough.
Kid, be very careful. There might be fecal matter on your glass.
hey, I'm just calling because I just want to say how cool the show was.
How old are you?
What?
How old are you?
I'm...
How old?
18.
Yeah.
18 years old as the dog's barking.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, I can't take our local news. During the health segments, they hype them all up.
Where are you calling from?
From Greenville.
Oh, Greenville. You know, it's just as bad in all the markets.
Oh, it's everywhere. And really what they do normally is they hype it, and they just like this guy says, they hype it, and then when you get to the story, if you're a sucker enough to watch it, the information they have is information you would get from talking to your neighbor. I mean, it's common sense
right.
crap.
Yeah,
but what they do is they constantly show people getting injections with syringes, and they show the needle going into the skin right at dinner time.
I know.
Nothing is anything. That's why I don't watch our NBC affiliate here.
You know, it's true. Brushing your teeth could make you die.
Fecal matter in your toothpaste. Susan Kidd has an in-depth report. Oh, have you seen the commercials on Channel 4 where they say Susan Kidd's on a diet?
Oh, really?
Oh, please. Please. Susan Kidd on a diet?
Putting them all on diets. I gotta love sweeps.
And they're going to put that on TV? How much weight has she lost? A pound?
Congratulations.
Take a look at Susan Kidd. She's a man, baby.
You know why she lost that weight? Because she avoided fecal matter on her glass.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hey, Don. Mike, how are you?
Hey, Bobby.
Hey, did you catch The Sopranos last night?
Great episode. That is, without
best
a doubt,
show on TV.
Best show on TV.
Who sings the song at the beginning? That kind of sets the whole stage for that.
It's a great theme. I don't know who sings it.
I don't even know. I don't
you
even know.
Out for me, I'd be eternally grateful.
Hey, all right. You know when he hits that last part when he's getting out of the car?
And it just ends.
Great show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Absolutely great show. Great with the guy that played little Tony Soprano, the guy that was the kid Tony Soprano.
Yeah, all the young versions, you know, when they did the flashback, they sounded so much like the current characters. It was great.
And real good with his son, too. You know, his son hasn't been highlighted in a lot of episodes.
So perfect. But all the casting on that show, the lady that plays his wife, they are all fantastic. And you know, I didn't realize that the guy, one of his cronies, I didn't realize until I was watching the credits, that Stephen Van Zandt, Little Stevie, right?
Uh-huh.
Little Stevie from Bruce Springsteen.
Right, Stevie Van Zandt, right.
He's had a complete makeover, looks like a good fella, a wise guy now.
Right.
Really? Yeah, you can see him, and he overplays it more than anybody else.
Is that the guy that was working at the construction site?
No, you mean the guy that's the nephew, that's the nephew that was there.
Oh,
but
yeah.
He's the guy that's got kind of the lip that's always like folded over going like that. Okay, yeah, we did. We roughed him up. He's the guy that's always with the guy with his hair slicked back, and they go out on the little missions.
Right.
And that's
I
looked at him. I said, that's the same guy that used to always wear the bandanas in Bruce Springsteen's videos.
Fantastic show, though. Yeah. The one show that's really worth looking forward to all week long.
It really falls into a new category where, I mean, not only the subject matter, the way they do it, and the way that it's like never been done before, but I feel like I'm watching a good feature film every week.
Except it's going to run out like in 3 weeks. They're going to be all done with it in 3 weeks.
Bummer.
Hello. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Afternoon, boys. How you doing?
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Baldy.
Baldy.
Hey, this,
Baldy.
Is this you?
Baldy.
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 Baldy. Baldy.
Baldy. Baldy. Baldy. Baldy. This issue you're talking about the fecal matter, kind of like you guys. When you guys haven't done a gig in a long time, you bring up, like, the cash call. You know, it's kind of sad that you guys could talk about this.
I knew immediately when this guy called in that he was going to be a super deluxe ween.
And what do you mean when we haven't done a gig in a while? I don't know what you're talking about.
Explain yourself, because obviously you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the cash call. You guys just reinvented the wheel with that one, didn't you?
Yeah, we do contests all the time on this show.
Yeah, we don't have sweeps. We do cash call contests, and we do cash contests, and rent and mortgage contests.
All
and we
the
give
time.
Away all year round. 365 days a year, and he hangs
yep,
up.
Of course.
Click.
Yeah, we reinvented your wheel, you dick.
Thank you.
So tired of guys like that. So tired.
Give me that guy's number.
I'll call that guy back.
Coward.
String him up.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello?
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hi, this is Jeff from Iowa City.
Hello there, Jeff.
Hey, you're talking about fecal matter and all that. I'm a sewer man. That's what I do, and I think it gets a bad rap.
I agree. You live and work in it every day. You know, yeah, here we are trying to scare people. Because just a little bit of it gets on a glass. I bet you eat your lunch down there, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
There you go. And I bet you don't even wash your hands, do you?
Nope.
There you go. That's
no,
the right attitude. All right, here's the question. Do you bite your fingernails?
No. There's three things that you have to know or have to be a good sewer and drain man.
What's yeah. that?
One. You have to have a poor sense of smell.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Two, you have to have an extremely good sense of humor.
Yeah.
And three, you have to know never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, take the last bite of your sandwich.
Thank you.
Hold on to it.
Thank you.
Gross.
Thank you.
Good rules. You know, when I used to work tobacco,
mm-hmm.
I used to work picking tobacco.
That just makes me laugh.
We take the weeds off.
Mm-hmm.
I was called a suckerer. The suckers were the weeds on the tobacco plant.
Right.
That's what the unskilled people did.
Mm-hmm.
It was the skilled guys that would chop
Isn't
down
this the
tobacco
job where
plant.
A bunch of guys like de-pantsed you?
They wedgied me at the end. They hung me from
oh
a tree.
My gosh.
They did,
Captain 20.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't do it. My butt was bleeding and I had a cranberry juice. But you'd get all the tobacco juice on your hands and you would pick up the dirt to take the stickiness out of your hands.
Right.
And then by 12 noon, you'd start at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. By 12 noon, you're ready for your lunch break, and you had about a quarter of an inch of dirt and goo on your hands, and you never washed your hands. You just ate your sandwiches.
Oh.
Yeah. But there was no fecal matter, at least, you know.
So far as you knew.
As far as I ate the last bite of my sandwich.
And that guy called to say, he thinks, you know, feces getting a bad rap.
Yeah, that's right.
Feces is our friend.
Ed Norton. You know, we had a guy up in Maine that used to sit on the edge of the septic tank. He was the guy that drained the septic tank. And he would eat his lunch with his feet, sitting over the septic tank with his feet hanging over and his lunch pail next to him.
That's insane.
Hello. Hello, Don White Show.
Hello, guys. How are you?
We're great, thank you.
I'm just calling because I agree. I think the news broadcast will probably be that they found out that waiters and waitresses weren't washing their hands or something.
That's exactly
like
what it's going to be. That's exactly what it's going
to
be.
It's very similar to the story they had on 2020 where they said when you're in a restaurant, don't take candy out of a candy jar.
Right.
That's sitting at the front of the restaurant if they're not individually wrapped because
candy. Right.
Phobia.
That's right.
Well, I'd rather hear about this than more of the president and Monica, so I guess that's okay.
Well, I bet he had some fecal on his hands.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
The Don and Mike Show.
They will gladly accept your fandom. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
You know, a lot of times they overblow the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But damn, it was cold this morning. I was doing carpool.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, they make a big deal on TV like, oh, the wind chill is -2.
Mm-hmm.
It really felt like -2 today.
Yeah, it's you know, I got a new paper guy. I got a new paper guy after I had bribed the old paper guy. Remember I told that story about...
Now, is this a paper boy or a paper man?
It's a paper man that I had bribed.
I have a paper man also, an old guy that... that drives one of those big station wagons with wood on the side.
Well, I never see my paper guy because I never hear him and I never go to the window. You know, I'm going to try to catch the new. The old paper man that I had,
right.
I bribed him significantly to actually where he wouldn't just bring it up from the end of the driveway. He would actually bring it, put it on the porch, and when I would open the door,
mm-hmm.
the paper, because it was leaning just so against the door, would fall into the house.
So you wouldn't have to lean over and pick it up.
And you know what I did? To such an extent that I give him two. I give him the summer bribe and I give him the Christmas bribe.
Mm-hmm.
And the Christmas bribe, I actually wrote a lengthy note talking about how much pleasure it gives me because he was so consistent with the paper. And you know what happens? After that, I write this note. I give him another, a wonderful bribe.
And he leaves.
First he goes on a long vacation. Then
McDonald's must have been hiring or something.
Then I knew he came back from vacation because once again I came up and it's like I hear Angel say, because the paper falls in. Then the slacker, who was substituting.
So he didn't leave to quit. He just left to go on Paperman vacation?
Yeah, Paperman vacation. Then he comes back and the slacker, who subbed for him, puts it not on the porch, not on the grass next to the porch, puts it out on the end of the driveway where it used to be before.
The rest of the people in this country have to get the newspapers.
Exactly. Not when I used to deliver papers. Everybody got them inside their door when I used to deliver them.
Wow.
None of this driving by in your car and you throw it out. So this thing is, because I get my paper when I'm in my morning state of undress, which is usually boxer shorts and usually just that.
Baby!
So, and so I'm in this dilemma now where it's 30 degrees where I do this little death scamper across the lawn and grab the paper. So then I finally
got to get out there with a video camera one of these mornings.
Oh man, let me tell you, I bravely do this. I tell my wife to call the number and say that we had kind of an agreement with the paper guy that he would at least put it on the porch. Okay. So obviously the message is delivered, but you know where it is now?
Where?
It's in the middle of the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
It's like halfway. You could take a yardstick and you could measure where he was dumping it and where I wanted it to be put. Now obviously I'm not asking to get the treatment that I have from the greatest paper man in the history of
paper man.
This guy, let me tell you something. He was a man of honor, a man who would honor his commitments and honor our relationship, financial and otherwise, and he would. Can you imagine that? Opening the door. You know what a luxury that is? Opening the door, and the paper goes, good dinner. And here's your paper. It's like somebody handing you the paper personally.
How far is it to walk down where all the other people are? 30 feet, maybe?
My driveway?
All right, wait. 60 feet?
My driveway?
Come on, John Clampett.
It's long. It's long. It's not like you can walk down there in your underwear.
Why did you get a golf cart, then?
Why did
you drive from your front door down to get the newspaper?
I just got spoiled rotten because this guy, and that's why I wrote this really I took more pains to compliment this guy and say, it's so nice to have somebody who's doing something. It's small, it might not mean anything, but it meant made me happy every single morning. I'd be like, look at this, I got the best paper man in town, and now of course he's going to go on to bigger and better things because he's that kind of professional. And now
I'm sure he's working for IBM now or something.
Slacker Joe, the guy now who's doing it, and it's so obvious that he got the message that I wanted it on the porch, and now it's just like, I'm sure that he drives by, there's no way he's getting out of his car, and I think this is the way he throws the paper. I'm picturing him right now, it's like all wrapped in it, and when it's pouring rain out, one thing of plastic, open-ended, pointing up towards the driveway.
Well, have you tried
soaked through all sections of the paper?
Have you tried to light him up, though?
I haven't been able to make the contact. They got all this intricate system. You don't have the paper man himself unless he communicates with you personally. Otherwise, you have to go through the middleman, the major distributor who hires these certain individuals.
Why'd you just get up at 5:15 and wait for him to come?
Well, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that, but I was thinking that the first time I did that, of course, I did it with the first guy. The first time I did that, I scared the crap out of the guy. I mean, to the point where it's like, yeah. And I want to see if my old guy comes back. It's been about 3 weeks, and I want to see if the old guy comes back first, but I'm thinking that's not going to happen. But they did get the message, and now this guy comes by, and he throws the paper like this. I've heard him once. Right here to the other. And you can just tell he doesn't
He's not motivated, man.
I don't think that his elbow goes above his shoulder when he throws the paper. But the thing that really got me, not only was it sitting there 20 miles away from where the other paper was, but see where the other paper was the greatest paper delivery person of all time.
See, that's why I think you got to work him yourself, because most likely his manager said to him, listen.
But I feel a bit ripped off with that.
You know that disc jockey?
Mm-hmm.
The disc jockey that likes the paper brought to his door?
Right.
Bring the paper to his door.
The
guy probably said, screw that,
because he didn't get lit up.
Right.
And but see, the thing is, I feel kind of screwed, even though I love the old paper guy, because I feel kind of screwed because, it was just December. It was December where I gave him.
Because you went to a better gig at 7-Eleven.
No, it's because I'd already,
lit him up?
That's twofold.
How much did you light him up for?
I don't remember how much exactly, but it was significant.
How much was it?
It was like 40, 50 bucks.
$50?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of money, because I was so happy And it was a lot more than I'd given him in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, hey, you know, you've done such a good job. Here's, and the, you know what he does?
$50. He's probably fled the country.
Well, he probably left.
He's probably living,
I was so
living
psyched.
A good life in Barbados now.
I was so psyched. But now I feel it's like, hey, okay, you know, keep up the good work. That's the one thing I put in the note. Mm-hmm. It was like, keep up the really great job. It's really so nice to have somebody do something they say they're going to do. So he gets his tip.
Maybe he was insulted by that.
It was, well, no, he wasn't.
He's a paper man.
I got a thank you note from him in the next paper. Put it right in between the style and the sports section. And he was sitting there, and it was great. But now I don't know what to do. Maybe you're right. Maybe I need to make personal contact with this guy. But I don't. It, but see, for that very reason that you just said, hey, this jockey wants his paper on the
board.
Well,
that's why you got a romance.
It could be ugly. It could be ugly.
No. Sit outside. Don't scare him. Turn all your lights on outside your house. Like, get a chaise lounge out there. Sit out there in your bathroom.
Well, hell, I'm not going to give him another. I'm not going to pony up that kind of dough again. I might give him a muffin. Or something like that.
But give an autographed picture.
There you have it.
Oh, perfect.
An autographed picture. Fantastic.
Solves everything.
I'll give him a headshot of me. And I'll just hand it to him. I'll go, here you go. Thanks so much.
Now would you mind bringing the paper to my door every morning?
Give him a nice cigar. You know, and you know what it is? The difference is, and I know what the old guy used to do. It's big. Mm-hmm. It's big when you're delivering 100 papers a day or 200 or whatever. It was getting out of the automobile. Because you'd hear the old guy, you could always tell because you'd hear... You hear the great sound of the paper going up against the door where he placed it. No throwing.
Right.
He placed it. And then you hear the... More time. I knew by that sound, more time than anybody
in the room. You
realize
the rest of us, even the rest of us with semi-long driveways.
Yes.
We all just put on boots or pants or shoes and just... walk down to the end of the driveway to get
but
a newspaper.
You didn't have this special relationship with your paper man that I actually cultivated and worked, and now he's gone. Now, you know, he's gone because he was so thorough, but I'm sure somebody else is utilizing his services and he's doing a great job.
Right.
So maybe you're right. Maybe I make personal capacity.
Yes.
Just based on the way it's been done so far, I worry about that. Because obviously,
well, what kind of quality are you looking for in a paper boy?
It's just, you know, when you've had a magical relationship with somebody, how the hell do you always, how do you improve on that? Or how do you even maintain the standard? I know, I guarantee you, I could sweet talk him, I could give him the autographed photo, and I might even light him up like for $20 or something like that. Because, you know, what's the paper, a quarter?
Yeah.
I mean, let's think about the value of the paper itself compared to the service. You're paying 100% for the service. You're not paying for anything else. So it could go terribly, terribly wrong. What's like? Because you know what?
I urge you to romance him. I think you should romance him. Yeah. You should be out there, have a steaming cup of joe for him.
Well, you know something? But if I get up at 4:30 in the morning, and I go out there, and I'm sitting on the porch, and I got cash, I got the autographed picture, I'm in my best robe, and I'm waiting, and it goes badly, you know, it's gonna go all the way. That paper will be back down at the end of the driveway.
See, but
everybody else is, because it might get ugly. I might get ugly.
It won't go badly, though.
You don't think so?
You romance him. Turn on the charm.
Okay. Maybe I'll put the Christmas lights up again. We still have our stuff wrapped around. We have the wreath up.
You ever thought just about lying? Just calling the paper and lying? Sound like that, you know, you're handicapped or something?
I did that already. That didn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that didn't work. That was the first time when I was first trying to get it. And the reason I got that service the first time was just what you said. I romanced the guy. I actually made personal contact. But it's just a freaky, freaky time to be up in the morning anyway, to be making contact with anybody, because it's always like, yeah. That initial moment of, yeah, so maybe it'll go well.
Why don't you leave him a note? Leave him a note and say, I'd like to meet you tomorrow.
Because
to get to know you, dear paper man.
You know why? Because if I, you know what kind of note I'd have to leave? I'd have to get a piece, I'd have to get a wooden stake.
Right.
I'd have to put it on a piece of poster board, write it in big letters with magic marker, because when he's going 65 miles an hour,
dear
past
paper
my
man.
Past my porch, you know, that's not going
to
work.
All right, listen, we have to clear the lines out.
I'm sorry, I just needed to get that off my chest.
These are the problems that you face on an everyday basis.
You know, it's my life. It's a little slice of hell sometimes.
All right, hold on. Before we get to the phone, here's a guy who wants to talk to you about this.
Very
hello,
good.
Don and Mike Show. This guy's name is Dallas. He's calling us from St. Pete, Florida. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, well, we had, I had the same syndrome. I was lazy. I'm in my underwear in the morning. I don't want to walk more than, you know, 20 feet. And I called the paper, made up a story, and just said, you know, our paper seems to have been missing for the last couple days. We think a neighborhood kid's driving by and screwing with us. Can you deliver it in a more secure area? So they said, okay, well, we'll put it right up on the porch where, no one, you know, where it's not as obvious.
I like that angle. I like
right.
that more
nice
secure
work.
Area.
Right, hold on. Brilliant. I got one more call.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
talk directly to Secretary of Defense.